Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, indeed, do. Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show. We've got Kevin Sorbo on, bottom of the hour. K-Sorbs, what I call him. Kara, I might actually call him K-Sorbs in the interview today, just because I knew that you'd be back.
I wish you would, because I wonder if he really likes it or if he finds it annoying like
I think I did.
You called him K-Sorbs?
I think I might have. Well, I'll tell you this. Without a doubt, I called him K-Sorbs today at some point.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was on the recording or not.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll find out in about 30 minutes.
We connect via Skype, and I'm pretty sure when he answered, I said, K-Sorbs. What?
And why do you call him that?
Because is that it's Kevin Sorbo.
I understand.
His Twitter handle is K-Sorbs.
Oh, that is his Twitter handle. Okay.
Even if it weren't, we're buds. I'd call him K-Sorbs. You got a nickname for a bud.
What does he call you? I can only imagine, right?
J-Pags.
J-Pags, because I'm sure that's it. Yeah.
I call you C-Voice, you know, chocolate voice.
C-Voice.
Right. It's a hip thing to do. If you're friends with somebody, and again, it took us 15 years to even say friend, let's be honest.
I know.
But no, you have a nickname. You don't have nicknames for your friends?
Sometimes. And they used to have one for me, and I used to really hate it. But now I like it. It's good.
What is it? Well, you brought it up. Now you got to tell us.
I know. It's Care Bear.
Okay.
KJ Pax, just play the song because it's Wednesday.
Hey, Sam, could we get a mug made? Care Bear?
No.
Picture Carrie on it?
Sure.
Let's get that done. We'll probably sell a lot of those. By the way, you can go to joepags.com/store to go and buy all this stuff. There is a Carrie Lockie chocolate voice mug. I didn't realize we had to do a Care Bear mug.
A Care Bag? Maybe, yeah, no.
Yeah, Care Bag. So get Carrie's picture, get like a teddy bear, Photoshop those together, let's sell some mugs. Why? Why not?
Okay. Care Bear.
Okay. I know you already said what day it is, but say it again.
Wednesday. Makes me feel better. Makes you feel better too. You can cheer dance with me. Come on.
Hey, don't talk to me because I will sing with him.
Okay.
I'm trying to
right,
give you a moment here.
Okay, bye.
Care Bear getting it done.
No. I don't know why I even told you that.
Well, now we have it.
I don't know why.
And believe me, we will use it against you at some point.
I know you will.
There you go. Now, if you're wondering, halfway there. That's why, because we're midweek.
It's just
hump
a
day.
Fabulous song.
It's such a stretch to even use that song. We're looking for something else.
No.
Might bring back My Humps by Fergie.
No, you cannot do
why
that.
Not?
No.
I'll be honest with you. We haven't played that song for so long. I don't think I have it on my computer anymore.
Oh, well, that's too bad. So this is good.
See.
It's a perfect Wednesday song.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think I've ever searched on my computer the word humps before.
I wouldn't if I were you. You don't know what's going to
come up. I just did. I'm not searching on the internet. I'm searching on my actual hard drive.
Okay.
All right. So it's not on the computer. I would have to find it again.
Gosh darn it. So, no, you got to keep this one. You have to.
Gosh darn it. That was your response? You thought that sounded sincere?
No, not really.
By the way, Polo is here. Sam is here as well. And the Care Bear. The Care Bear with the chocolate voice.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
I got to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever had a nickname.
Really?
The only nickname I've ever had was Joey, because my mother calls me that. My sisters call me that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I've got another one.
None of your friends?
I guess Pags is my nickname, isn't it?
Or high
my name
school?
Is Joe Pagliarulo. I was Joey P in elementary school because there was always
okay.
a Joey D.
All right. Joey
or
P.
a Joey, you know, F or something. But no, I think probably Pags is my nickname because that's short for Pagliarulo.
Okay. All right. Not as cute as Care Bear, but okay.
Let's be honest.
Care Bear is cute.
Now, how about Charity McCurdy is a friend of yours. Friend of mine, too, but not as close as you are with her.
Yeah, she's one of
you
my
call
best
her
friends.
C-Merc? Anything like that?
No, I do not call her the C-Merc. No.
You go through the whole Charity McCurdy every time? You got to cut that back, don't you?
No, we talk. It's usually, hey, girl.
Oh, so that's the nickname. It's girl.
It's girl.
I use that a lot with my friend, like with Nico. I'm like, hey girl. Hey, and I do the same exact thing.
Hey, girl. With Nico.
No, guys would never do that. We would never say, hey, boy.
No.
We would never do that.
It's very much a chick thing, I think.
You know what I call a guy that I forgot his name, but I still like the guy?
Bro.
Hey, brother. How you doing? Hey, brother.
There you go.
How you been? How you been, yeah. Brother? Good to see you, brother.
Yeah.
And then I'll wait for somebody else to say, hey, Bob. And
that's
they'll, hey,
his
yeah,
name.
Brother Bob. How you doing? Hey, brother Bob. BB.
Brother Bob.
You ever do that where you just forgot the person's name and you shouldn't have?
All the time. Yes. Like that person has just introduced themselves, and by the end that they are finishing their sentence, I've already forgotten their name. I'm terrible at that. Terrible.
The trick is, like when I'm there with Jenny, if Jenny doesn't know the person's name, I'll say, hey, I'm Joe, Jenny's husband. And then she'll say, oh, well, I'm Margaret or whatever. She has to say the name again.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah, I have to hear it probably at least twice before I get it.
I tell you this, though. You're right, though. If they say in the beginning of a sentence and then go on for a while, their name
done.
Is out the left ear. It's gone.
I don't know. Hey, how's it going? That's what I usually
had it
do.
For a second. I know where you work. Hey, I know. Yeah. You all about your kids and probably know their names. I don't know your name.
I know. Yeah, I've been there.
And then if you have to ask again, then you're the idiot.
I know, because you don't want to do that.
What's your name again?
Then afterwards, it gets really awkward. Like, I can't believe you don't know my name after all this time and all the conversations
right.
we've had. It's kind of
right, and it changes
rude.
Everything. Because then the person's like, I'm not important to this guy at all.
Exactly. You heard
he couldn't
feelings.
Remember my name.
We don't want to do that. Don't want to do that.
Sometimes I say, hey, how you doing, man? And you just hope that it's going to...
You remind me of
I
the
pull
president.
A Joe Biden
Happy
like
birthday.
The birthday song.
I know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but what do you do?
Don't
I literally
do
forgot your name. Tell me your name again. I forget.
Oh, well.
And then have you ever introduced yourself and then the person's like, I know who you are. What are you doing? Why are you introducing yourself?
Well, yes. It's like... this person who I was working with, and I guess he went away for a little while and like grew out his hair and came back after a couple of months. So I introduced myself and he said, yeah, I know who you are. We work together. It's like,
wow.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. No, that has happened.
Wow. That's such an age thing with you. But,
not an age.
No, like I literally have introduced myself to somebody. And they're like, you know, hello. Remember we did
we
that thing 14
other.
Years ago? And I'm like, 14 years ago? You thought I remembered you from 14 years ago? I don't remember people I met today. Are you kidding me?
I know.
But you're right. I mean, sometimes it'll be somebody you've worked with. Let's be honest. In the building where you sit right now,
mm-hmm.
I've worked with some people for 18 years. I don't know their names.
Yeah. I you know what? And what is sad is that I am in that same boat.
And it's not that we don't care. We do. And I know who you are. I know what you do in the building.
Yes.
I think you do a great job. No clue who you are.
But after a long period of time, you don't want to, hey, what's your name? You don't want to do that.
And we're at a disadvantage because they know who we are because we're the loud mouse on the radio.
Exactly.
And it's not, I'm not like I'm famous or popular.
Or I work with the loud mouse on the radio. Yeah.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Right. No, that's what they say to me all the time. Who's that Carrie lady? So, but I feel bad because I know their face.
Yeah.
I know what they do.
Yes.
I know I like them. I know what they drive.
I don't
I have
know
no
their
clue.
Name. I know.
Bart?
I know.
Bart, Bob, Billy?
Bart.
Brian?
Hey, brother.
There's a B in there, right?
He's a sister.
So, okay. Yeah. So that does happen. Now, Sam, you're younger. You're much younger. Do you do this?
I have a hard time with names, but I can usually get away with it by just being like, hey, girl, or girl, you won't, you know, I don't know.
But it's
a little bit harder. I'll just
how
say,
do you get
sir.
The name back? How do you get the name back then?
I'll just ask someone else, what was their name again?
Well, then that someone else is going to tell the original person that you forgot their name, and then you're even in the doghouse then.
I'm not afraid of asking them again, and it's usually because I can just blame it on my bad hearing. I'm sorry, I can't hear. What was that? Huh? Huh? They say it like four times. I'll remember it.
Did we want to tell the Wycliffe story again or not? Come on, do we?
That's the perfect example of how bad my hearing is. So, no, please.
Well, not only was your hearing bad that day, because it was... But also, you didn't know who one of the most famous guys on the planet is.
Apparently so.
At the time, he had some really big hits out. And but he was a little bit medicated, right? Wasn't he drinking something?
It was an event for a bourbon, but it
right.
he wasn't drinking.
Okay, I thought that he might have had a couple, because he was really cool with you.
Yeah,
but he
was.
Thought you were playing coy, didn't he?
Yes.
Sam, we're already there. Just tell the story.
You tell it. You tell it much better
than
I do.
So there's an iHeart event in Austin. We're based at an iHeart radio station, WOAI, in San Antonio. I don't know if this is Austin station. I don't know really their call letters up there, but there's some event where some big names are going to show up. And Sam,
it was South by.
Oh, was it? Okay. But it was still at the iHeart studio, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so you were asked to go. Sam is a great photographer. So she goes, and she's going to take pictures of everybody for the websites and for everything else. And somebody comes up and says, what is this person? There's a woman, right?
There was a woman first, and then a man.
And the woman said, this is, or say hello well, to...
I first introduced myself. I'm Sam. I'm going to be your photographer, and I'm super excited. What's your name? I'm so friendly with people.
Right.
And I can't remember the woman's name, and the man said, oh, I'm Michael Jones.
And that was it. You were meeting the big, famous Michael Jones.
And I said, well, it's nice to meet you, Michael. Thanks so much for coming. And the woman looked at me, and she just said, you're joking, right? You're joking, right?
She literally said, you're joking. Right? She said it right to you.
I at that point knew I messed up, and I was like, oh no, I'm not joking. Maybe I misheard. Michael, I'm so sorry.
So you called him Michael again?
I did.
At what point did you find out his name was not Michael Jones or Michael whatever? Was it Michael Jones?
Michael Jones. Yeah, it was probably
how did you find out?
They started doing their podcast, which is why he flew in from LA or something magical. Right. And I realized that it was actually someone else.
And his name, of course, is Wycliffe Jean. Which doesn't sound like Michael Jones.
Yeah, I got it wrong. Okay, I got it wrong. There you go.
Did you pull the whole bad hearing thing again?
I didn't then because at that point it was too late. You know, it was probably like 30 minutes later.
But you
later
said he was like really nice to you. He like gave you a hug so and nice. He was like, bring it in.
Yeah, well, the worst part is when they were saying their goodbyes. He went in for a handshake, and I gave him a hug.
Wow. So, in other words, so you hugged Michael Jones?
Yes, I did. Yeah, Michael Jones.
Now, even if you'd heard Wycliffe Jean, would you have known who that was?
I probably would not have. So, there you go. Not at the time. I looked him up later.
Moment of pride. A proud dad for that whole story, honey.
Thank you.
Proud daddy.
I'm here to serve, yeah.
Proud papa. So there you go. So, Carrie, if you ever forget the guy's name, don't ever ask Sam.
Got it. Noted. I will not.
Going to put it right out there. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Before we hit the break, I'm going to ask you to read the woke story of the day.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one. From The Blaze, a Democratic Minnesota state representative arguing against an amendment to a bill that would provide funding for menstrual products in student restrooms, told fellow legislators last week that, quote, not all students who menstruate are female, the National Desk reported. Sandra Feist introduced the Menstrual Equity Bill, which is aimed at providing all students with access to menstrual products, the outlet said. Amid a January 11th education policy hearing, Feist fired off a list of reasons why she believes the amendment making the products available in the female restrooms only, as opposed to restrooms for both genders, should not be supported. I would encourage the committee to vote no on this amendment for a few reasons: practical, financial, social, emotional. First, there are a lot of schools that are moving towards gender-neutral bathrooms, and if we add female, we might become obsolete very quickly. Second, not all students who menstruate are female. We need to make sure that all students have access to these products. Feist admitted there are fewer non-female menstruating students as opposed to female menstruating students, and that was factored into the cost of the bill. She continued, these students who are not female who menstruate face a greater stigma and barrier to asking for these products, and so providing them in an easily accessible place in all student bathrooms is particularly important for those students.
Okay. That is the woke story of the day. And let me be as clear as I can, like Karine Jean-Pierre would say. I've been clear. Only females menstruate. Only females can get pregnant. Mm. Only females have a period. That's it. That's it. End of story.
You're such a cis male right now.
I'm a cis male bigot, clearly.
Yes.
You know, people try to use that a lot on social media lately. Well, let's look at the word bigot. Your face is on there. Oh, shut up. again, only females can get pregnant, menstruate, and have a period, which, of course, is the same thing, and men cannot. So if I go to a men's room and there are tampons and pads available, you can kiss my ass. I might actually buy a pad and just stick it to my face and walk out. Is this what I use this for? What am I supposed to do with it? What's wrong with that?
And I don't think I've ever said
available.
That word as much as I did in that story. So
nice job. And by the way, you said it very well.
You're welcome. Thank you.
By the second time, I would have been probably snickering because I'm a child.
Yes.
By the third time, I would have just mispronounced it.
Yeah, no doubt.
There you go. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. A couple of things on the docket. By the way, it will be Kevin Sorbo at the K-Sorbs at the bottom of the hour. Make sure you stick around for that. You do see Kevin as well. If you want to tune in, go to joepags.com and click on watch now. A story where you forgot somebody's name that you shouldn't, like your father-in-law or something. B, do you think there should be feminine hygiene products available in all restrooms? 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get to. Kevin Sorbo at the bottom of the hour. Actor, director, producer. Great guy. He's got a movie coming out the 26th, I believe, of this month. We'll talk about it a lot during the interview. Plus, he's got a Reagan movie coming out. He's got another movie coming out, Miracle in East Texas, towards the end of the year. So make sure you keep it here. We've got three projects that are coming out all this year, at least that, and then some. All right, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Appreciate you stopping by. Got to remind you about the prices going up big time. Inflation is affecting everybody. It's affecting your checking account. It's affecting your spendable cash, your extra. Nobody's got extra cash anymore. If your debt ceiling is coming down on your head, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, get a hold of my friends at Total Financial Freedom. They can help you out. If you're being buried in bills, trying to keep up with all the credit card signature loans, internet loans, and timeshares, get off the endless debt treadmill. Make your New Year's resolution now by calling Total Financial Freedom. If you owe more than $10,000, the team at Total Financial Freedom has been doing a phenomenal job for people like you for more than 16 years now, helping Americans resolve their debts, cut payments many times in half. Find out from them how they can help you. Give them a call, 800-833-9444. 800-833-9444. Mention my name and get the free book called The Debt Dietitian. You've got to mention my name, though, when you call, and they'll give you that free book. You're going to appreciate their team, like-minded people, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Total Financial right now at 1-800-833-9444. 1-800-833-9444. Make it happen, and make it happen right now. David, Minnesota, talk to me. Hi.
Dave from Minnesota here. And I was just responding on the tampons and stuff in the men and women's bathroom. And first time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
And I can tell you what, it might be an unintended consequence, but the sewer guys are going to be busy. I tell you that.
You think the guys would misuse the tampons and use them for something else?
Oh, the girls already do, you know. And so having that kind of a different thing or the dynamic in between the bathrooms could be a problem, and for the janitors and stuff too, you know. That's the type of stuff I service every day.
So, David, you listened for this long, and you decided to call in when it came to toilets and tampons. Good stuff.
It is. I'm telling you, I've seen a lot. But it could be one of them things that just you know, you don't really think about, just like when you got to clog all the way to the main street. When the toilet stops working,
yes,
you got to call somebody. These guys are going to be busy.
Yeah, Carrie, any questions for David while I have him?
No, I think I'm good. I think that's just fine.
David, thank you, brother. We appreciate you.
I'm getting these pictures in my head. It's like,
Right. Well, I mean, I can imagine what men would use it for. Well, it's softer than the toilet paper. You know what I mean? I'm like, I think he's probably right. You're going to put the plumbing in danger by having this available to guys, because guys are stupid.
That is one I didn't think about that after reading that story, actually.
Yes.
What the plumbers will face.
It really does make you wonder what will make a listener call in. David probably been listening 5-6 years.
And the guys
said,
bathroom.
Hey, man, tampons, I'm on this. Let's go. Tampons and toilets. Hey, Dave. Then he said, David, Minnesota. Hey, David. Hey, Dave. Hey.
Call them up. Like, I'm calling that. Yeah.
He was trying to think, how am I going to present this and make it okay on the radio? And I think he did a very nice job, I'll be honest with you.
Awesome.
All right, going to take a quick break here. When we come back, it's going to be Kay Sorbs, my good buddy, my bro, Kay Sorbs. Right, Carrie?
That's right, Joe, yes.
He's my buddy. Keep it here. Joe Pags Show coming right back.
Joe Pags.